can we capture consumer confidence with regard to food safety, and how can industry and regulators work together to achieve this?
During the time when I was in office as the Commissioner for Health and Consumer Policy in the European Union, with responsibility for food safety, feed safety, animal health, animal welfare, and so on, I was required to deal with a number of very serious food safety crises focused in the European Union. Many of you, perhaps all of you, will know that story, that story of crisis. And whereas living through it at that time, for all of us, whether as regulator, whether as somebody engaged in the food and or animal feed industry, or indeed as a consumer, it was a scary, it was a frightening time. But one of the benefits that was derived from all of that was the fact that we were able to identify the good scientific solutions that were being advanced, like, for instance, the scientific solutions relating to the feeding of meat and bone meal to cows so that we could eliminate the mad cow disease issue. Good science coupled with good solutions from lawmakers so that good legal provisions were put in place for all of us to follow. That was the important lesson, first lesson that we got from this. Consumers were watching what we were doing. They saw something that I think impressed them, which was the fact that scientists identified the problem, particularly in the mad cow's disease issue and in other issues, so that they were up to the job. They were capable of coming forward with solutions. But also their own elected representatives put in place the laws that were necessary to eliminate these risks and adequately protect the consumer. That, in turn, had the effect of raising consumer confidence, which at that time was at an all-time low. Many of you will know that the consumption of beef in the European Union went to virtually zero in many of the member states. When they saw we had the answers and implemented the answers, that confidence returned. I learned the lesson at that time that to regain and retain consumer confidence, you have to be in a position to show the public that there's somebody or some entity in charge of this, that a plan has been developed, and that the public know what that plan is, and that those in charge can identify for the public that that plan is working. If you have these facts and these factors in place, you can then go to the public and say that the problem has been solved, issues have been put forward that will deal with these problems. I think that that's critically important. And I believe the second part of your question, Aidan, is of enormous importance. That is the partnership that must be developed between lawmakers on one side, the regulators, and the industry on the other. And I have to say, in a room full of representatives of the industry, let me say what I have been saying for some time now, that there is an important role for industry. Not only is there an important role, there's an important responsibility. And I would certainly urge the industry to step up to the plate, express your views, have your scientists put forward your answers, engage your scientists with the scientists who are working for the regulators wherever they be, in the EU, in Brazil, in the United States, or in other parts of the world. Because the convergence of views on issues relating to science is what's so particularly important. I remember my former boss, Romano Prodi, who was the president of the Commission, subsequently became the Prime Minister of Italy until quite recently. He came to me and he said, David, what's the problem? Food around the world is much the same. Why are there different rules in place? Well, a very good question, and not an easy one to answer. But those of us who had responsibility at that time, and I worked very closely with Mike's predecessor, Anne Veneman, we sought to try and ensure that we talked to one another to find solutions and put in place these answers. There are international regulatory bodies now at work in relation to these issues, and the more the public sees that we are capable of identifying the problems and identifying the solutions, in a harmonious, non-competitive way at political level, the more they will be impressed by how we conduct ourselves. There is an important role for industry involved in this also, and I would urge you, as the representatives of industry, to be courageous about coming forward and express your solutions and take the responsibility into your own hands also.
Very good. Gentlemen, succinctly also, because we have some time issues, we're going to have a lot of questions. Perhaps, Secretary, could I ask you to respond to that same?